Good morning, everybody. Day one at Transform. We are here in beautiful Las Vegas at the Wynn Hotel. I gotta tell you guys, Evan, my partner in crime over here.
What's up, everybody?
He just walked me through. I've never really had a good look at the golf course. This place is gorgeous. We're here on the convention floor, heading over to the podcast zone. The podcast zone. Next year, they're gonna call it the podcast zone. But for now, it's the podcast zone. And let's get going, day one.
Welcome to the podcast, where we introduce you to incredible humans who share their journeys with the mission to inspire you to harness your own inner tenacity to drive your life and career forward. And now, your host, Adam Posner.
Me and my wife stacked hands on parental leave. It's my first time taking it. I kind of view it as an opportunity. Like, I didn't do it with my son, and I felt like I sent the wrong message to, like, my team. So I'm taking time for the family, but we stacked hands. I can keep four responsibilities.
Yeah.
One responsibility is any existing gig that was already scheduled for me to speak at. The second one is anything board and comp committee related. Number three, if we're going to buy a business, like any M&A activity, yeah, I can do that. And there's a fourth one. What am I missing?
Well, while you're thinking about number four, Let's get this rolling here. Well, welcome, everybody. It is day one of Transform HR. We are live here at the unbelievable Wynn Hotel. I mean, this is a empire that they've built here. So we're trying to take an educated guess here. I'm with Donald Knight, Chief People Officer of Greenhouse. How many full football fields do you think we could fit in here?
Full football fields. Steve Wynn did a phenomenal job in the design. I'm going to go with 32. All 32.
Wow. What about this specific room right here?
This room specifically, maybe three.
I said 3 to 4. Well, awesome. Let's get into it right now. Thank you so much for joining us. He just added a second child. I think he just did it for tax purposes for the write-off. But that was the Chief People Officer of Greenhouse. For everyone out there who may not have ever heard of Greenhouse, just give us a quick little intro of who you are and what you do best.
Yeah. So quick intro, Donald Knight, Chief People Officer of Greenhouse. Ice cream enthusiast, father to Daylon and Avery. And I didn't do it for the tax purposes. I got married and I realized I actually wanted a woman to take care of me for the rest of my life, who would love me forever. And my wife was like, well, we need to have a daughter. So,
oh my God.
What I would say is, for people that have never heard of the company, it's hiring software. So we get to power some of the most amazing companies on the planet, VCs, PE companies, and amazing tech companies that influence your day-to-day life. So whether it's Airbnb or the NFL, we're the ones that are helping them make very intentional decisions in their hiring, and it's a whole structured process.
There you go. Definitely check out Greenhouse. I'm going to go off script here.
Okay.
You said something before about taking parental leave, and especially as males, how important it is. One of my greatest times in my life, when I was actually in between jobs, I have a 12-year-old daughter, so we're pretty close there too. And I was in between jobs for 6 months. Thank you, American Express, for that paid sabbatical. But how important it is for partners, male or female partners, to be with their spouse, baby mama during that time, and be with them. Talk to us a little bit about your experience right now being on parental leave.
Yeah.
And why it's so important and why you encourage it to your team.
Yeah, I can answer this probably three different ways. I think the first one is I didn't prioritize my well-being the first time when I had Daylon. And, you know, I don't have regrets, but I do have redos. And I would redo that. Because I think
regrets, but redos.
Yeah. I feel like I sent the wrong message to my team. And so I vowed if I ever had another child that I would redo it the right way. And so I'm prioritizing my well-being, the well-being of my family, making sure I get some real quality bonding time with my daughter, be there to be able to support, you know, my son and even my wife as we have this amazing addition to our family. The other part, though, to me is like this idea around growth for the team that I'm leaving behind. And so the amount of prep work that I did for my extended leave plan and taking all of my responsibilities and divvying that out across so many different phenomenal people on my team, the exposure they're going to have now is going to accelerate their career at a whole nother clip.
So that's something we don't talk about, the ancillary benefit when senior leaders take time off, how it allows other folks on the team to step up and lead. And it gives them the opportunity to lead.
I totally agree with you. I think succession has to stop being an exercise where you're writing names on pieces of paper. And it needs to start being active action that allows people that level of exposure. So
that's a tremendous point of view. So you're fresh, literally fresh off the plane from South By.
Yes.
I've been a number of times. What number South By is this for you?
This is my third South By in a row.
South By. Yep. All right. First and foremost, go-to, not even barbecue, because that's so cliche. Because, folks, there is more to Austin than barbecue. Yes, it is a barbecue mecca capital of the world. It is fantastic. You could go back and forth between Franklin, Terry Black's. There's a million different places out there. But overall, what's your good? Is it an ice cream shop in Austin? Pizza? So Italian?
There is amazing ice cream on SoCo.
South
Congress, yeah. I will tell you, there's two places that have shocked me in a positive way because of this South by. First one, there's a company called Nova Hospitality. I don't know them personally, but I went to their restaurant called The Well. It's right on 2nd Street. Phenomenal bartender named Raina referred to me all types of like healthy eating.
Right.
Absolutely crushed it. So if Nova Hospitality ever sees this, free endorsement.
Well, we are looking for new sponsors for the podcast, aside from Greenhouse, which we'll talk about in a little bit. Well, speaking of Greenhouse, a core sponsor of my show is a company that you guys acquired a couple years back, Interstellar. Interstellar is a product that I use as a recruiter. I'm in the trenches recruiter. I know I was following the content from South by AI, and especially in recruiting. Anybody who's gone to any of these events, it's a buzzword out there. But there's such complexities to what AI actually means. And I always tell folks, really break it down, talk about the data in, the data out, but more important, what you're using it for. So in the context of Greenhouse being an ATS people platform, give us a little bit of alpha, Donald. Give us a little alpha. What are you guys working on, and why should everyone be paying attention to what Greenhouse is building?
Yeah, first of all, great question. I feel really old, not because of my kids, but because I've lived long enough to see AI go from meaning Allen Iverson to artificial intelligence.
AI was still GOAT. Still up there.
The irony is his nickname was The Answer. And I think a lot of people are looking at AI as an answer to so many different things inside the workplace. I'll tell you how we're looking at it as an answer. Four positive use cases that we're deploying, one that we're not. So the four, automation. Phenomenal. Like this idea that you could set a cadence and be able to reach out to people.
Right.
For us, we have a tool called sourcing automation, where if you want to cast your net to a bunch of different diverse candidates and reach out to them on a regular recurring basis, you don't have to be sitting next to a keyboard. I'm passionate about that particular tool because I'm the first executive hired using sourcing automation.
So let's lift up the hood on that one.
Lift the hood.
They sourced you through AI?
Interstellar was the foundation that we built sourcing automation that has AI built. Shout out to Interstellar. Steve, what's going on? And I was the first executive that was hired using it.
That's number one. Number two.
That's number one, automation. Number two, summarization.
Back on track here.
Summarization.
Correct.
So after you finish interview panels and you ask all these amazing inclusive questions, how do you summarize the highlights from that conversation?
Efficiencies.
Right. Third one.
Hiring managers too. How do you give your notes to hiring managers? A lot of these transcribing tools that are out there, how do you take that and now word for word?
Exactly.
Synthesize it. Number three.
Categorization. So if I wanted to be able to categorize how many people in the funnel had 7 years of experience and spent time at mid-market tech companies of a size of 300 to 1,000. It can categorize that now, which is important because you can start to see certain trends if you're trying to add a certain lens to the team in this new hire. Well, now you can help categorize that. And then the last one is content creation. Career sites are more important today than they've ever been before. They stand as a 24/7 billboard for new talent. And like, how are you generating that content? How are you seeing what parts of the website people are spending more time? And then
so the analytics side.
The analytics.
But we have to be careful with content creation. I think too many people are relying heavily as gospel coming out of even like ChatGPT or Bard or any of those. And you can read it. And I also see that in resume tools also out there right now, that it's giving folks skills and verbiage that may not really align to who they really are.
Agreed.
And they're just putting that shit on there thinking that it's real.
Well, any company
called out in interviews.
I mean, yeah, we call that company catfishing.
Ooh.
And if your company is doing that, people will find out and it will go viral that you're not living up to these expectations and values that you said that you're living up to, that you want to live up to. So those are the four positive use cases we're using deploying right now. The one that we're not doing, decision making.
Correct.
Companies that are using AI right now to decide If Adam moves forward in a process, if Ben moves forward in a process, if Donald moves forward in a process, shame on you. The tool is not developed enough where it won't have, it's full of bias. And to be able to decide the future fate of someone's candidacy, no. To me, I think it's exclusionary. So we're not using it for decision making.
Okay, so let's go a little bit deeper on this one. So I'm a big believer in uncovering your own unconscious biases through self-awareness. I really think that's the key for it. Quick little story here. When I was a junior recruiter, funny, at age 35 when I pivoted into recruiting, the firm that I was working at, a search agency, they were beta testing a product that literally took your sourcing versus a job, and it uncovered where your unconscious biases were. It was fascinating. And it was beta tested. It was, you know, fully voluntary. And it found that I personally had some subtle biases to foreign sounding names. And it brought it to my attention. It wasn't a racist thing. It was just like, hey, by the way, you've passed through less people with certain names that it identified as. And I was like, that is an eye opener for me. Self-awareness, I recognized it. And I took the extra second moving forward, and it made me a better recruiter. So I think if you reverse engineer some of the tools, us who are in recruiting day to day in the trenches could use it to make us better recruiters.
I don't disagree with you. To me, I think that's categorization though. It's categorizing, hey, you might have a bias here based on the last 10, 15, 20, 100 recs that you worked on.
Correct.
So I'm totally aligned there. Where I don't stack hands with companies is if, regardless if you had that bias or not, that you're only gonna hire people based on how ethnic their name sounds. Like, that's a problem.
Are you a fan? Like, I remember back in the day, we're talking like in the last 10 years, blind resumes where you don't even see the name to remove biases or even geographical location. So you're just looking at experience or looking at skill set on the resume before you even talk to somebody from a sourcing perspective.
Yeah, I think there were positive intentions with the blind resume. What we saw happen though is that they started looking at what schools people went to.
Oh, school bias is the worst, man. I wouldn't have gone anywhere. I went to a state school.
So I think any of these tools have opportunities for improvement. Even with good intentions, humans could have unnecessary outcomes that are not necessarily good. So I think you got to have a toolbox where you deploy all these tools in a meaningful way, but do not allow it to make decisions yet. We're just not there.
Donald, we have a couple minutes left here. So okay. When I get to interview, especially people, leaders like yourself here, what's a top secret kind of go-to Donald Knight interview question to really assess? By the time someone gets to you, we're assuming that the skill sets are there, they're qualified for the position, they're coming to you for close to a final round. How do you assess someone's character and values in, you know, a couple of 35, 40-minute, hour-long interviews?
Yeah, I think character and values are derived from people's willingness to be transparent and say and share stories of substance. Like, you talked about, like, content that's generated by AI. I could tell if you give me an AI response in an interview. So the two questions I like to ask is, look, clearly if I'm talking to you, you're a talented individual and you've already started making fans at our company. But if I had to ask you what's throwing you off your game, what would you tell me? And if I were your leader and I wanted to remove a barrier to your success right now in your career, what barrier would you want me to remove?
Those are some solid questions. Some solid questions right there. Yeah. So what's next for you? What is that next innovation that you see Greenhouse from a people and culture perspective that's coming to the table?
Yeah, so I'm excited about when we talk about AI, a lot of people think about off the shelf, which is prompt engineering. I talked about this in South By. So it's just like, you go, like, let's say ChatGPT, you're like, hey, I want to respond to Adam, said thank you for this phenomenal opportunity to speak at your podcast. It prompts and you prompt it back and it generates an email for you. What I'm excited about is the deep learning side of AI, which most people aren't talking about. And if you think about the data sets that we're sitting on that are very unique to us, like most compensation tools can tell you through comp surveys what the market was, but it takes 6 months for them to compile it. I could tell you what the last offers for our roles went for in the last 6 hours.
Right, you have it all there.
So for me, it's the deep learning. How do we do that in a way that allows people who use our tools to be even more effective? If I could tell you that there's a 95% accuracy rate that Donald's gonna accept the offer, or we just saw 2 percentage points shift for people who are choosing to move to lower costs environments like Greece or
data
San Paulo. So yeah.
Data informed analytics. But we're going to wrap it up here. But one last question. We're in Vegas. Are you here for a couple nights?
I am here for a few nights.
You are here for a few nights.
Yeah.
Any pro Vegas tips?
Pro Vegas tips. Always remember that it's temporary. And so
this isn't real. Nothing here is real.
Vegas is very temporary. So make sure you don't make decisions that have a permanent impact.
Wow. And I mean, I hate the cliche, what happened to Vegas stays in Vegas. Because sometimes people bring it home. Well, Donald Knight, I want to thank you so much. I want to give a big shout out to Greenhouse, Interstellar, part of the family over here at the podcast. Been a loyal sponsor and partner for a number of years. Donald, where can folks find you? Where could they connect? Where could they learn more?
Look, I'm on every social media platform as @ProximityKnight, because I love to build proximity with people. And then, yeah, like my email is donald.knight@greenhouse.com. Email me. I would love to connect with you.
Do you have a favorite ice cream spot in Vegas?
Oh, in Vegas?
Wow.
Not in Vegas.
We're going to find one.
My favorite ice cream all the time is Jenny's. Woman-owned business out of Columbus, Ohio. And pancakes and syrup. Greatest flavor on the planet.
So I do want you to check out the New Fountain Blue Hotel, Capon Burgers. To the left of the burger place, Chef Josh Capon opened up his own gelato.
Okay.
And...
what I just heard is we're going to go get ice cream.
We're going to get ice cream. Well, Donna, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Great way to kick off Transform, my first guest here.
Awesome.
Thank you for coming on the show, man.
Absolutely.
Over the last 3 years, how much market volatility have you experienced in your business? How many times have you had to hire quickly only to find yourself in a position a few months later with not enough roles to keep your recruitment team busy? Now, what if you could work with a flexible recruitment partner that you could scale up and down based on your needs without compromising on quality or culture? The good news is that solution is finally here. Matcher is a tech-enabled RPO player that made its mark in Europe and is now taking over the US by storm. Matcher combines technology, experience, and flexibility for startups, scale-ups, and corporates to quickly deliver on their hiring needs. Now, whether you're hiring across engineering, go-to-market, or G&A, Matcher got you covered. That's why Matcher's embedded sourcing, coordination, and recruiting services are trusted by companies like TikTok, Booking.com, Miro, Grammarly, Stripe, and more. To find out how Matcher can be your flexible recruitment partner, visit matcher.io. That's matcher.io. And make sure you tell them you heard about it on the podcast. Thanks.
Wisdom is forever, but for us, it's time to go. Thank you for joining us. Luckily, we'll be back with our next episode soon, jam-packed with more incredible humans. Thank you for listening, subscribing, and sharing. To join the conversation, search The Podcast on LinkedIn. And to catch up on past episodes and more info, please visit www.thepodcast.com.